So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamecher es Seir, Mocher Batn Boris Sichin Ma'aris. When one sells a city, all of its houses, pits, and ditches and caves are included in the sale. Rashbam adds that it was not necessary for the Mishnah to mention Chatzeris, the courtyards, and they are certainly included in the sale because Hainu Iker Ha'ir, the Ir Mashma Ave Ha'ir. The term city clearly applies to all open spaces. Additionally, its bathhouses, dovecats, wine presses, and the Beis Hashlachin, which Igmo will define, are also included. Ava Lois and Metatlin, but movable items are not included. Mishnah continues. If he specifies the city and everything in it, the sale includes even the animals and slaves. An explanation of this part of the Mishnah, the Gemara introduces a discussion of the status of Avadim. As Rashbam explains, slaves have the halachic status of real property regarding various halachas as mentioned in the Gemara many times. For example, regarding liknes bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka, the method of acquiring slaves is the same as for real property. However, the Gemara later in our Masechta and Daf Kuv Nun inquires whether l'fi das b'ni adam avdu k'metatli dami or k'mekarkoi dami, whether people in their general language refer to slaves as movable objects or as real property, since they are physically movable but have the halachic status of real property. For example, if someone says, kol metatli laplanya, all my movable objects shall be gifted to this person, are avadim included. And the Gemara here explains that our Mishnah statement of Vizman Sha'amar Lahiva Chamash Betoicha, Afila Hoyiba Behema Vavodim Harekul and Machurin, can be understood according to both interpretations. Avde Kimitatli. Slaves are considered movable property. Therefore, they are generally not included in the sale of a city because they are Metatlin. But if he specified Hiva Chamash Betoicha, they are included along with all Metatlin. However, the Mishnah added the word afila for emphasis because we might have thought shani bein metatla denayid min metatla deloy nayid. Perhaps only non-living objects which cannot walk are included in the sale when he so specifies, because the seller doesn't want to make the effort to transport them to his new location. But living objects which can walk are not included in the sale because they can easily travel along on their own. Therefore, the Mishnah found it necessary to emphasize afila hoyiba behema v'avodim harekula mechurin that are nevertheless included in the sale. Avdikim mekarkoi, slaves are considered real property. However, they are generally not included in the sale of a city because shani bein mekarka denayid lemekarka deloy nayid. Only fixed karka is included in the sale of the city, but movable karka is not included. But if he specifies hiva chamasha b'teicha, all movable property, even metatlin, and certainly movable karka, are included. The Mishnah concludes, "Rameshimim bin Gamliel Omer, Hamecher es Seir, Mocher es Santar. When one sells a city, the Santar is included." The Tanakhama earlier said that Beis Hashlochan are included, but implies that Santar is not included. The Gemara offers two interpretations of these terms, and the Machlekes Tanakhama ver Rameshimim bin Gamliel. The Tanakhama holds Beis Hashlochan Bagi u'Mizdaben. Beis Hashlochan refers to the surrounding fields, which are included in the sale, but Santar bar Machfinasa v'loy Mizdaben. Santar refers to the slave who serves as town clerk and keeps the records of all the property's boundaries and ownership, and he is not included in the sale. While Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Santar bar machvenisa mizdaben, this slave is also included in the sale. The second interpretation, Tanakama holds, Beis Hashlochin ginunaisa u'mizdaben. Beis Hashlochin refers to the city's gardens, which are included in the sale, as the Rashbam explains, Shaychi li'ir tfei shaharei ro l'tayl boi kamei bebayis. The townspeople stroll in the gardens, and so they are considered living space, just like the houses. While Santar, Bagi, Loi Mizdaben, Santar refers to the surrounding fields, which are not included because they are not like the houses. While Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Santar, Bagi, Mizdaben, the fields are also included because they do not move, but Bar Machvenisa, Loi Mizdaben. Rav Shimon Gamliel also agrees that the town clerk is not included because he moves about. The Gemara cites a related braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Santar Macher Unkolumis Eina Macher. The Santar is included in the sale, but the city scribe who records the number of townspeople and properties for tax purposes is not included. The braisa continues, Avaloi Shaire. The rest of the area is not sold, and the Gemara explains, Piski Bagi. This refers to portions of the field separated from the city by boulders. Even though Bagi themselves are included, these areas are not. The braisa continues, "V'loy benoise." Any suburbs are not included in the sale. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel maintains, "Hamoicher seir, mocher benoise." The suburbs are included. The braisa continues, "V'loy chershin hamuktzin la." Forests used by the city are not included in the sale, and the Gemara explains, Hamuktzin Heimena. This refers to forests that do not open into the city. However, if they open into the city, they are included. The Braisa concludes, V'lei beivarin shel chai v'shel eifes v'shel dogim. Enclosures of animal, fowl, or fish are not included in the sale. The Gemara cites a contradictory Braisa. Hayeloh chelik echad beyam v'chelik echad beyabasha. If there was an island at sea or a piece of land separated from the main city by an uninhabited stretch of land that was considered part of the city, or beivarim shel chai v'shel eifes v'shel dogim, enclosures of animal, fowl, or fish, harei elu nimkarnima. These are included in the sale. The Gemara answers, Hodinagiach ka'ihi lagav, hodinagiach ka'ihi labar. If they open into the city, they are included in the sale. If they don't open to the city, they are not included.